The File on Leo Katzen by Paul Bryars, based on his novel The Cat Trapper. The File on Leo Katzen.
Good awful places you've dragged me on this trip.
You mean you don't like the Palace of Culture and Sport?
Well, Chris...
Shut up. It's the bar on the festival.
If we can get near it.
There must be a conference on.
No, really? I thought all those badges were in case they lost their money.
All right. We'll have a quick drink here and head for the nearest beach. Hang on.
What's the matter now?
Just a minute. That looks... Hey, Mike. Mike, it is you. Mike Brewster.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I think you...
Good God, Christopher Turney. Yeah. What on earth are you doing here?
Well, I could ask the same of you, and don't tell me you're on holiday.
Well, not exactly. How about you? Still scribbling?
Well, travel writing. I'm supposed to be doing a piece on the Black Sea Resorts. Well, I'm sorry, this is Maggie, Mike Brewster.
Hello.
Hi, Maggie. You in the same business as this bloke?
The bit. Officially, I'm on holiday. Not that you'd have known it.
No, I wouldn't say Varna's the most swinging city.
We were heading for the bar. Come and have a drink with us.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris, I can't. I'm due back.
What are you doing here anyway, Mike? Not much scope for a man of your talents in Bulgaria.
Don't blow my cover, man. No, all that's behind me. I'm a respectable businessman these days.
Oh, yes.
That's true. I'm a delegate to the conference here.
Uh-huh. What are you conferring about?
Well, I'm not too sure about that. But whatever it is, it's as boring as hell. Hey, how long are you here for?
Oh, a couple more days. We hired a car in Turkey, spent a week up in Romania. Now we're on our way back to Istanbul.
Sounds great. Working holiday, beautiful companion. You've got it made, man.
Mm. So what are you working on then, or is it a big secret?
No, not at all. I've got my own business. Security firm.
Oh, yes.
He's a suspicious old dog, eh, Maggie? Look, man, I sell burglar alarms most of the time.
On the other side now, yeah?
So, how do you get into travel writing, then? Sounds a cushy number.
Well, rewriting publicity puffs for the tourist trade. It's a mug's game. Look,
you sure you haven't got time for a drink? Oh, sorry, man. I've got to make the next seminar or whatever.
Well, how about later, then? This evening?
Well, where are you staying?
About 20 k's away, in Golden Sands.
No kidding, that's where I am.
What, in Golden Sands?
Yeah, that's where they herd all the Western delegates. The Eastern lot stays here in Varna. Third World, at Druzhba, midway between the two. Now, they're really into togetherness here.
Well, which hotel?
The President.
And you? Oh, we're just down the beach. Listen, why don't we come up to you for a drink this evening? Well, it's a better bar than the President, and if you've got time, we'll eat.
Okay, make it around 7 then. Hmm. I'll be in the bar. Now, listen, I've got to go. Great to see you again, man. Nice meeting you, Maggie.
Wow. Who was that?
I met him on a story once. He's sort of half contact, half friend. I haven't seen him for about 18 months. Let's get a drink. The first time I met him, he was recruiting mercenaries to fight in Angola.
Terrific.
Must have been about 4 years ago when I was on news. It was a right cock-up. Most of them couldn't tell one end of a gun from the other. I met him at Gatwick first, before he flew out there. Then later I was sent out to Lusaka, and I met him again. Well, he was in it for the money, all he could get.
Do you like him?
Well, I couldn't help liking him. Well, he was one of the few whites there who knew anything about fighting.
That's a likeable quality. He's South African, isn't he?
Well, Rhodesian.
Oh.
He'd done his time in the army there and went back after Angola, joined up again. Next time I saw him was in London. Must have been just over 2 years ago. Well, he was in the arms business in a small way with a retired major from the British Army.
With a background like that, they live in Dearling Arms?
Well, he had a British passport and the arms permit was in this other bloke's name. Mike just helped out. Weird guy, really.
And now he's selling burglar alarms?
Excuse me, do you speak English?
Oh, a little.
You have a Mr. Brewster staying with you, I think. Will you see if he's in his room?
Mr. Brewster, you think?
Yes, Brewster. He is staying here, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Well, I was supposed to meet him in the bar. I've been there half an hour and he hasn't arrived. I wonder, could you check his room?
Excuse me, please. You are a friend of Mr. Brewster?
Yes, yes, I am. Why?
You are staying with him here?
No, I just met him today in Varna. Why? Are you the hotel manager? What's going on?
I'm an officer of the security police. I'm afraid there has been an accident.
hardly looks dead, does he? Just looks relaxed.
He is dead, Mr. Tony. You are sure that is the man you knew as Michael Robert Brewster?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's Brewster.
Thank you. Now, if you would come this way, a few formalities, you understand?
Please, sit. Now, it appears that Mr. Brewster died as a result of a cardiac arrest.
But that's ridiculous. Well, he wasn't much older than me in his mid-30s. Well, he was the thickest man I knew.
With the heat, perhaps? Fatigue? He had been working hard, perhaps?
No, I just don't believe it.
He was seen by a doctor after he dies. It is what the doctor says. But there will be an inquiry, yes?
What, a post-mortem?
I think. You knew Mr. Brewster, his family?
I don't think he had any. He was an orphan.
I'm sorry?
An orphan. He had no father or mother. I think they died when he was a child. No wife? No one. But he was a loner.
Please?
Never mind.
There is a paper you will sign, please. The identification, you understand. Then it will not be necessary for you to attend the inquiry.
Here you are. What happens now?
He was British, yes?
Well, Rhodesian, actually.
He has a British passport. So we will inform his embassy in Sofia. How long do you plan to stay, Mr. Tony?
Thank heavens for that. 3 hours they kept us.
So you keep saying. We were lucky the Turks let us through so quickly.
So they should have. We were the only car there. I can't understand why they kept us so long the other side. Perhaps we took the car apart.
Maybe they thought we were smuggling dope.
Into Turkey? Darling, no one smuggles dope into Turkey. They're certainly looking for something. Is there any smuggling from Bulgaria?
I wouldn't have thought so. Nothing to smuggle, you people.
Maybe that was it.
Maybe they were just bored. It must be the boringest border post in the world.
I'd have understood it if they'd stripped me down.
Perhaps they prefer calm. Well, they couldn't end to any hope of reaching Istanbul tonight. Not on these roads in the dark.
Oh, no. I was looking forward to a bath and a meal and the Istanbul Hilton and maybe a little, you know.
I love your priorities.
Well, I don't fancy being stuck on these mountains at night, that's for sure.
Oh, never know, your luck might get raped by brigands. Anyway, there's a tap on about 60 clicks from the border. Something beginning with K. We should find a hotel there. Sorry about that, Hilton.
I'll watch out for the brigands. You keep your eyes on the road. You must twist about. Have you thought how far down it is over that edge?
I'm trying not to.
I bet it would be very picturesque if you could see it. You're cornering too fast. You're still planning to see the consul in Istanbul about your friend?
I think so. The least they can do is send a doctor along to the autopsy. Someone who's not in the pay of the KDS.
Who?
KDS. Bulgarian KGB. Secret police.
Come on, darling. You do know that it's a
traffic cop. Listen, with a track record like Bruce's, I'd be suspicious that he died of hardened arteries at age 90.
Hey, James Hunt. You have us over the edge.
Sorry, I'm not. There seems to be something wrong with the brakes.
Very funny. Good. You're not talking, are you?
We just feel a bit spongy.
Well, stop then.
I've got a car.
Tell me, I don't like this game.
The brakes have gone.
Well, get out of here.
Stop touching me. I can't hold it.
Did you reach the clear?
We're going too fast. Okay, hold tight.
Oh, Chris, that bend.
Open the door. Jump.
Come in. Chris, good to see you back. Sit down, sit down. How do you feel?
Okay, thanks.
You look fine. You don't have to rush back to work, you know.
Well, it was only a broken collarbone.
Yes, but it must have been a pretty shattering experience, Chris. We're all very sorry to hear about your girlfriend. Were you very close?
Well, I'd only known her for a few months.
Yes. Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, but close enough to feel pretty bad about it, and angry.
Yes, I can understand that, but...
Well, you had a lucky escape. I saw the crash pictures.
Well, we both jumped. Maggie happened to be on the wrong side. She was still alive when I got to her, but it took hours to get help.
It was an awful thing to happen, Chris. I gather the brakes failed.
The fluid had been drained. They found out that much. I think it was drained deliberately, at the Bulgarian border post.
Why should anyone...
Well, have you read my memo?
Yes. I've got it right here. Somewhere.
What do you think?
Well, it all seems a bit unlikely, this Brewster business. You haven't been able to find out that much about his recent activities?
Well, a couple more things since I wrote that. Until about a year ago, he was running some sort of security consultancy business from a one-room office in Soho. From what I can gather, he was advising clients on how to avoid being kidnapped or bumped off by terrorists. Well, it could have been a front for virtually anything. Since then, no one seems to know what he was doing. But he lived in an expensive flat in Kensington, spent freely.
So you think there might be some political involvement there?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. He was always into something strange. But it would need some digging and time.
Well, I just don't know. Heart attack, eh?
Well, that's what they think.
Was there any attempt to check that out? The embassy...
Well, they sent a doctor for the autopsy. He confirmed a massive cardiac arrest.
Well, that seems to be an end to it, then.
Well, I don't agree. I think there's more to it.
It's not really our sort of story, Chris. Even if there is a story there.
Well, how do you mean? It could be
a bit heavy, you see. We had a family newspaper.
Yeah? Well, I bet yesterday's centre spread was a sellout in the Mother's Union.
Look, I know how you feel. If you want to take some time off, I mean, there's no need to rush back to work.
Well, work helps, but it's not just because of Maggie. I really think this is an important story.
Well, I think maybe it might make a short piece, but keep it down, Chris. Just a few pars, you know.
Christopher, a Miss Kovacs for you on 8.
What?
A Miss Kovacs on 8.
Who?
I don't know, just pick up the phone.
Hello, Christopher Coney. Yeah? Yes, I wrote it once. You knew him? I see. Yes, I met him out there. Well, yes, of course I'm sure. Well, as a matter of fact, I identified the body. Sure, I'd be very interested. Where are you? Well, right, I'll meet you there in, say, half an hour.
I'm a solicitor, but I work part-time for an organization called Plamia.
Plamia?
It's Russian for flame. Most of our members are Russian emigres. We're trying to get across the plight of the Soviet dissidents, generally campaigning for human rights in the Soviet Union. Mike joined us about 6 months ago. You look surprised.
Well, I wouldn't have thought it was in his line.
He was very anti-communist and very useful to us. Not exactly typical of the rest of us, but useful.
In what way?
Have you heard of a company called United Nitrates? Unitrate for short.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They're pretty big in the travel business, funnily enough.
Sure, the name means nothing. They deal in everything from chemicals to cosmetics. If it makes a profit, they're in on it. Tentacles everywhere. Lately, they've moved into the Soviet consumer market. In a big way. Just in time for the Moscow Olympics. Computerized hotel booking, color TV, hi-fi, right down to makeup and plastic toilet seats. So that life in the good old USSR doesn't look as drab and grey as it really is.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. Our argument is that you shouldn't deal with the Kremlin until they agree to abide by the terms of the Helsinki Treaty. Permit full human rights. Increase Jewish emigration to Israel.
I see.
Besides, it's an easy way for the Kremlin to buy off the masses. Companies like Unitrate are throwing them a lifeline, blunting the edge of dissent with materialism.
Looked around London lately?
Okay. It's a universal problem, but freedom isn't in such short supply in the West.
Not if you can afford it. Go on, tell me where Mike Brewster fits into all this. Sorry, fitted.
I'm coordinator of the special team, the Unitrate Action Project. Mike was the field worker. He was the only one of us who knew how to handle that sort of inquiry. Besides, he'd worked for Unitrate and had contacts there.
When was that?
Well, I don't know exactly. It was only for a short while. He was some sort of freelance security consultant. But he didn't approve of deals with communists, nor apparently do a number of Unitrate employees, particularly if they're Jewish. Mike had some very useful contacts at Unitrate, and our particular target was the chairman, Leo Kaplan.
Mike was digging for dirt on Leo Kaplan?
Oh, I suppose that's one way of putting it. You know Kaplan?
Well, we don't exactly mix socially.
The point is, Kaplan engineered this Russian deal himself. The chairman has close personal contacts with some of the top guys in the Politburo.
So how did Mike get on?
Bits and pieces, but nothing important until recently. Then one of our people heard something about Unitrate Slush Fund. Mike got onto it, and he was working on it right up the time he went to Bulgaria.
Did the Bulgarian trip have anything to do with that?
Well, we don't know. We didn't even know he was going.
Well, Mike had a pretty weird past. It could have been anything.
I don't think so. Mike was obsessed with Unitrate, but all he could ever think of. I'm sure there's a connection. And there's something else. I went round to his flat to pick up his files on Unitrate. I pulled the lawyer a bit and the caretaker let me in. But there was nothing there.
How do you mean?
Well, there was furniture and that, but the files had gone. All his papers had gone, personal things, photographed, you know. Now, I've seen places like that before when my firm's acting as executors. You take away all the papers, legal things, certificates, tax statements, insurance policies.
Well, maybe that's what happened.
He hasn't got any executors.
Oh.
I checked with the Foreign Office. They didn't know what to do about him.
He's been busy. Well, incidentally, do you know how Mike made a living?
Well, certainly not from Plamia. We paid him about £50 in expenses over the last 4 months, in cash. Everything with Mike was cash. That's how he paid all his bills.
Well, what about the rent?
I checked with the estate agent. Paid 6 months in advance by a firm registered in the Virgin Isles.
Sounds like Mike. He probably owned it.
I can't find who owns it.
Why are you telling me all this?
You're a reporter. You knew Mike. I thought you might be interested. The worst thing Kapler can use at the moment is bad publicity. Anyway, might just make a story for you.
I need more than you've told me. Do you know who Mike was talking to at Unitrate?
Someone in the accounts department.
Well, that's not a lot of use.
I know, but it needn't be impossible. We know a bit about Unitrate, and there's only 34 people in the accounts department in London. We've got all their names and home addresses on file.
Well, that can't have been easy.
Well, until about 6 months ago, we had someone in their personnel department. We thought some of them might, you know, have political or religious leanings that might just incline them to our view. Like Jews who mightn't like dealing with the Soviets, that sort of thing.
And did they?
Not so you'd notice. Politics and religion don't exactly pay the mortgage.
So I go see all these characters one by one and ask if they're anti-communist Zionists who were selling company secrets to an extradition mercenary called Mike Brewster, now deceased. Come on.
You needn't put it quite as crudely as that.
Well, how crudely should I put it?
You could say you were working on a survey, a report of some sort, on attitudes to Anglo-Soviet trade.
Well, that should really grab them on a quiet evening with the family.
Well, are you interested, Mr. Kearney, or aren't you? Well,
I suppose I've nothing better to do. I was told to take some time off. And it's Christopher.
If they're suspicious, you can give them one of my cards. The law firm's. Works wonders. And if they check with me, I'll vouch for you.
It's going to mean an awful lot of doorstepping. A bit like the old days. Where's this list, then? Good evening. It's Mr. Jack.
Shut up, dog! Oh, I'm sorry. Lucy, will you shut up? Who is it?
Well, I'm a researcher for an organization.
I'm afraid we don't buy anything from the drawer.
Well, no, I'm just more of a survey. Well, it's about Mr. Walker's job, actually.
Pardon? His job,
lady?
It's for you, Frank. You'd better come and deal with it.
Oh, hello. What can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Walker, hello. My name is Coney.
He says it's about your job.
My job? What about my job? Are you from Social Security or something?
Well, he was about my height. Fair hair. But, well, you'd remember him by his accent. He was Rhodesian, and also he would have been asking you some questions.
Questions? What questions?
Well, he was making a survey, a sort of report on people's attitudes to trade with the Soviet Union.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you have any views.
Well, I don't know much about that sort of thing. I work in the accounts department.
Yes, I understand. Well, thanks for your help, Mr. Alton. Look, if you think of something, I mean, if you remember meeting this man, Mike Brewster, perhaps you'd ring this number.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Caroline. It's me, Christopher.
Hello. How you doing?
Not so good. Seen six more tonight, not a thing, so I'm packing it in. It's getting too late to knock on people's doors.
You sound depressed.
No, just wet. But look, I'll give it one more night. I'm a bit worried it's going back to Unitrate. People aren't too friendly.
Well, don't push your luck. You don't want any more heart attacks.
Oh, come on. This is England. Well, Surbiton.
Good night, Christopher.
Any messages?
What?
Any messages?
Oh, yeah, one. About half an hour ago, a man called Robinson, United Nitrate.
Robinson? Did he say who he was?
Robinson. He's in the PR department. I've got details here. He wants to come to a drinks party at United House tonight. What's the matter? Are you going?
What? Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose so. Mr. Coney, I don't think you've met our chairman, Mr. Leo Kaplan. He's very much like a word.
Now, there's a thing.
I'd like to come this way. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Mr. Christopher Coney. Our chairman, Mr. Kaplan.
Mr. Coney, I read your column with great interest. Glad you could come.
Well, hello. You surprise me.
I don't see why I should. We have a large interest in the travel industry.
It's not exactly a column.
And I understand you have quite a large interest in us.
Pardon?
Don't worry, Mr. Coney. We're very flattered. My office is just through here. Let's talk about it, shall we?
What can I offer you?
Scotch, I think, please.
No, help yourself. Never pour another man's scotch. There's water and soda. Now, what I'd like to know is this. Is your interest purely professional, or is it political?
Well, I'm not sure I'm with you.
Are you looking for a story, or trying to help the glorious cause of human rights in the USSR?
Well, naturally, I'm interested in your deals with the Russians. Well, I'm a travel writer, and they're important as a story.
If that's all it is, I should be glad to give you any information you like. Within reason. So what would you like to ask me, Mr. Coney?
Well, I really have nothing to ask you, Mr. Kaplan, as yet.
You see, I happen to believe that trade with the Soviet Union, the increase of tourism, is the only way to relax tension in the world. To ensure peace through prosperity. I also believe that in the long term, it can only have a liberalizing effect upon life within the Soviet Union.
Well, I'm not exactly...
No, wait a moment. There are certain things one doesn't like about the present regime. There are certain things one doesn't like about other regimes in the world, in Africa, for instance, in South America. One still trades with them.
If there's money in it.
Are you against making money, Mr. Coney? A crusader, are you? An idealist? Are you hoping in some obscure way to further the cause of humanity? Or I should say, of some tatty little ginger group who think that if we just ignore the existence of the Soviet state, it will conveniently wither away. Tell me, I'd really like to know. Because if that's what it is, I think you'll find yourself on very treacherous ground. Particularly if you go pestering my employees late at night with some cock and bull story.
Well, I don't know where you got that from, but...
Never mind. But if it's a story you want, I think I can give you one. Now, what do you say to a trip to the Soviet Union in my personal jet? A complete tour of all the projects we're working on. Don't look so surprised, Mr. Coney. I believe in working with the press rather than against them.
Well, you're not serious.
Why ever not? I think we're ready for some publicity. We're proud of what we're doing, and we have nothing to hide. We'll fly you to Moscow to see our hotel construction, arrange an interview with the Soviet Minister of Foreign Trade, a great friend of mine, then on to the Black Sea coast of the Ukraine, and finally Lake Baikal, a tourist paradise, completely unspoilt, in the heart of Siberia.
Well, I'm not sure if that's a threat or a promise.
Well, there's your angle. We're planning to build a Disneyland in Siberia. What do you think of that for a story?
Lenin must be turning on his glass case.
The Soviets will agree to anything that will increase their import of foreign currency without depleting their natural resources, so they can pay for the consumer goods I'm going to sell them. Oh, I won't bore you with economics. Does my proposal interest you or not? I'm sure it would meet with the approval of your newspaper. As a matter of fact, your managing director is a great friend of mine. Make an excellent article for you. Oh, another drink. You finish that one rather quickly.
You sure you don't want a drink? I'm having one.
No, thanks.
Doesn't mess about, does he, your Mr. K? So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, I don't think it was a threat. I did at first, but he was trying to buy me off.
With charm as much as anything, and a hint of menace if I don't jump at his offer. On the subject of menace, I had a feeling I was followed on my way over here. Not one of your crowd, is it?
Good Lord, no. I'm sure it's not just nerves.
I can't be certain, but I've had bad vibes about it for days. Tonight, I was almost sure. Well, it would explain how Kaplan found out who I was so quickly.
Do you want to forget it?
No, I don't. But I can't see where we go from here.
It would be a good story. Disneyland in Siberia. Oh, he's clever, isn't he? When do you go back to work full time?
Oh, no one's pressing me. I went to see Maggie's parents when I got back. Did I tell you about that?
Must have been rough.
Not easy. I lived, she didn't. So I don't want to forget and have the time of my life in Kaplan's private jet with a dolly bird from Intourist dressed up as Minnie Mouse.
I didn't think you did. Honestly. Hey, you look tired.
I am a bit.
Why did you stay here tonight? There's a spare room.
Really? Okay, it's great. Sorry. Well, I was going to say, on that list you gave me, there was a man called Adler, Morris Adler. But it was the wrong address. The people there told me he'd gone to live in Brighton about a month ago, to run an antique shop.
So he's left you nitrate?
I presume so. He could be worth talking to.
Could you find him?
I think so. I know a couple of people in the antiques trade down in Brighton. They should know.
Good morning.
Mr. Adler.
Oh, that's me. What can I do for you?
I'm sorry to trouble you. I'm not actually buying anything. I thought you might be able to help me with some information.
I'm sorry. About antiques?
Not even that, I'm afraid. It's about a man called Brewster. You've heard of him?
Where are you from? Who sent you?
Well, it's a bit complicated, but nothing to be alarmed about. I work for an organization called Plania. We're campaigning for human rights in the Soviet Union. We thought you might be able to help us.
Go on.
Well, did you meet Brewster? I mean, did you talk to him?
What made you come to me? Why don't you ask Mr. Brewster?
Mike isn't working for Plania anymore. I'm trying to pick up where he left off. Your name was in his files. I thought you might have been willing to help him.
Can you prove you work for Plania?
Well, I have the number here. I'd be happy for you to phone them. My name is Coney, Christopher Coney.
I'll just put the clothes sign up. We can talk in my office. So I did meet Michael Brewster. Several times. And I'll tell you exactly what I told him, on the same conditions. This is strictly background. I want to help all I can, but there are reasons. What Leo Kaplan is doing, it appalls me, and I would like to see it stopped. But I have reasons for not wanting to be involved in any official action of any sort.
Okay, so what's Leo Kaplan up to?
Now, for some time, Unitrate have operated what is fashionably known as a slush fund. Leo Kaplan would say this was simply a means of helping the balance of payments. Others would call it straightforward bribery and corruption.
Well, what would you call it?
And that's a little difficult. I have to run it. It was something I accepted. In some of the overseas countries where Unitrate trade, it's standard business practice. Everyone does it. Consultancy payments. A certain amount of secrecy is required, more in the interests of the receiver than of Unitrate, but I had the job of laundering the checks. It was irregular, but not necessarily illegal.
And this was standard practice?
I felt it was just one way of doing business. Perfectly legitimate, but a little distasteful. You try running a multinational without backsheesh. But this Russian business was different. I wouldn't be used to smooth through a deal with the Kremlin. I have a conscience, Mr. Coney. I'm not a bigot, or even an arch Tory, but I am a practicing Jew, and I have my principles.
You're saying that Kaplan had a slush fund to bribe the Russians?
That surprises you. I think Soviet officials don't take bribes.
Well, but a deal like that, it would have to be authorized at the highest levels of the Politburo. Those men don't take bribes, sure. They've got everything they want.
£600,000 was earmarked as consultancy payments for the Russian deal. I was instructed to route the money through a defunct subsidiary in the Middle East. Look, Kaplan was desperate for that deal. He needed it badly. Unitrate needed it badly. When I refused, I was made aware of his displeasure. Which is why I find myself selling antiques in Brighton. Not quite as lucrative as international finance.
Do you have any proof of the slush fund?
Mr. Coney, I'm in a difficult position. In the very nature of the work I did for Unitrate, there were irregularities. I'm not prepared to go into details, but it could be argued that I cooked the books, even that I was guilty of embezzlement. This was suggested to me when I left the company in case I should feel like being indiscreet. I was paid a not ungenerous sum of money on the tacit understanding that I kept my mouth shut.
But you did talk to Mike, and now to me.
I believe this Soviet deal must be stopped. I would like to see Plamier succeed in stopping it, but as for furnishing proof, I simply cannot be involved, I'm sorry.
Well, is there proof? I mean, written evidence, is it?
I think so, but it'll be difficult for you to get hold of.
You can't help in any way, I mean, just to steer me in the right direction.
I am sorry. It would be obvious where your information came from.
You were my last hope of finding out what Mike was on to.
Why is he no longer working on this?
I'm sorry, I should have told you. Mike's dead. He died of a heart attack in Bulgaria.
Bulgaria?
Well, I thought you might have known what he was doing there.
I last saw him a couple of months ago. Like you, he wanted proof. I said I'd work on it.
So you were prepared to help?
Well, the circumstances were different then. I still worked for your nitrate. To all intents and purposes, I was a loyal company employee.
Look, this could be the only way of stopping the deal. If there's any way...
Do I have your assurance that I won't be involved? You won't ask me to give evidence if this leads to any official inquiry?
If that's the way you want it.
If it's possible, I might be able to get something for you. A memorandum written by Kaplan.
If you could.
I can't promise anything. Where can I reach you?
Well, I'm at a hotel on the front. I'll give you the number. How long do you think it'll take?
One way or the other, a couple of hours. It might be a straight no. I might just be able to point you in the right direction. That's all. But I'll phone you.
Oh, Mr. Coney?
Yeah?
Mr. Adler rang. He said to meet him outside the theatre on the West Pier at 8 o'clock this evening.
Is that the one across the road?
That's right. It's a bit odd, really.
Why's that?
Well, it's all closed down. Well, certainly the theatre is. It's almost dead.
The West Pier?
That's right, now. Thomas Pier is down the other end of the front there. This is the West Pier, cold
Elfie. The listeners, it's falling down.
Yeah, it's love. Has been these last 2 years.
Can you still get on it?
Well, you're not supposed to. See them notices? Some bits rotten, but there's still fishes off of it. Most of them just up over the barrier. See, there's one of them there now. Not that you'll catch much.
Why's that?
Because he don't know the first thing about it, love. Holds his rod like he thinks he's going to bite him. Why do you want to go on the pier, then? You want to buy it?
Well, I wouldn't know where to put it, though. No, I'm just looking at it.
Well, what you don't put your foot through the planks, then. Not safe, most of it.
Adam Leela. Please yourself. It's almost derelict, you can't find him. Christ! Christ is rotten. He's in the car. This is crazy. He must have been paralyzed. That's funny. Where's the fisherman? Who was there just now?
See, there's one of them there now.
Not for you. Why is that? Because he don't know the first thing about it, love. Holds his rod like he thinks he's going to bite him. The fisherman. What? Oh, no. I fell off the pier.
Your hand?
It's all right. I must have cut it when I fell.
You're soaking.
Well, it's one of the effects of falling into the sea. They ought to do something about it.
Would you like me to... Or shall I...
Oh, yes. Either one of those would do nicely.
There are two people waiting for you in the lounge.
For me? Who?
Christopher.
Ah, Caroline. Well, it is a night of surprises. Down for the weekend.
Christopher, why...
I'll explain later. Who's this?
What? Oh... This is a friend of mine, Andre Levitt. We came down to see you about something.
Good evening, Mr. Tony. You've left quite a large pool on the carpet.
We'd better go up to my room. What did you want to see me about?
We'd heard something. I thought I'd better bring Andre to see you right away. But why are you so wet? What happened to your hand? Have you been drinking?
The English Channel. No, I have not. I'm just about to start. A bottle of scotch, please, in my room. Oh, and a roll of bandage. Thank you.
Let me see your hand.
No, it's just a splinter. Memento of the West Pier. I pulled about 2 inches of it out when I got to the beach. Well, that's good. Are you having some?
Where was he firing from?
He was up on the roof of the amusement arcade. I just caught a glimpse of him when I looked up. Hang on while I turn the taps off.
What was he using?
Well, I didn't hang around to ask him. I just ducked when I saw him and I heard the crack past my ear. Another fraction of a second. Well, if I hadn't looked up, then I just saw the fishing rod lying there and no fisherman. God knows what made me look up.
Give me your hand. Oh, it's quite deep. How did it happen?
It was a second shot. Hit the rail just as I went over. Well, I thought I was better off in the sea.
Hold still while I put this bandage on. I think you should get a stitch put in it.
Anyway, what brought you down here? You said you'd heard something.
Yeah, I think that can wait. We must find out who is trying to kill you, Mr. Coney.
Just what I was thinking myself.
I think that we should pay a visit to this Mr. Adler, you and I.
I was wondering about that, too, but do you think that's wise? If it was him who set me up.
This time, we will be prepared.
I see. Oh, well. Well, hang on while I have me back. You don't mind if I take the rest of the bottle in with me, do you?
There's a light on. Of the shop. I think, Caroline, if you were to stay here and keep the watch.
What do I do if I see anything?
Good thinking, Batman.
I think in the absence of a more sophisticated device, the horn.
Shall I ring the bell?
An excellent idea. It could almost have been put there for the purpose.
Well, that's all I need tonight. A wag. Odd little place, full of old junk. Lives upstairs, he's got an office at the back of the shop. Come down in a while since your nitrate accounts. Mind you, I don't know. Oh, well, seems to be out. What do we do now, Bugsy?
What is it like around the back? Do you know?
Well, from what I saw out the window of his office, it was just a bit of patio. Well, maybe a bit of garden at the bottom, I can't remember.
I think maybe we should look.
How are you at climbing walls?
Well, I am less adept than I was. I may need a little help.
My pleasure. Call me if you need help. Must be mad.
Mr. Courtney.
What?
Come over.
What's it like?
All right. No sign of life. What's the matter?
Nothing. I just opened the cut on my hand.
See? The French window. It is open. Come on.
Hang on. Do you think this is a good idea?
There must be someone in.
All the better. We will give them a little surprise.
What's that you've got there?
It is a gun, Mr. Coney. You will get used to them in time.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. I can't see a thing. Sorry.
Where is the light switch? If there is anyone here, that must have woken them up.
But not in his case, I think.
Oh, my God. Look at his face.
What is left of it? Mr. Adler, I take it?
Right through the head.
Yes, he's been dead some time. Hours, anyway.
Oh, hell, what a mess. Let's get out of here.
Well, I do not think he is very dangerous at the moment, Mr. Coney. And there does not seem to be anyone else around.
Oh, well, as long as you're happy about that.
And whoever it was, he left his gun behind.
What?
There, on the floor. You can come away from the wall now. I think there is no one else here.
You think he killed himself?
Would appear so. But then that might be what we are supposed to think.
Oh, this has all got too much for me. What's that, Hugo?
It was on his desk. Yes, nothing. Just a letter.
Well, we better call the police.
I think perhaps we should talk about that first. But not here.
Hello, Mr. Coney. Recovered from your swim? How's the hand?
If it fell off in the street, I doubt if I'd notice it at the moment.
You look a bit pale.
Imagine I do. I feel pale.
We have a hotel doctor if you like.
But another bottle of scotch would be excellent. Could you send it up to my room and three glasses?
Certainly.
Enough.
Thank you. Do you think it was suicide?
Well, if it wasn't, I'd put my money on whoever shot at me on the pier.
Oh, it could have been Adler, you know. And then when you got away...
Oh, he shot himself in a fit of petulance because he missed. Oh, yes, there's a possibility.
Idiot. He might have thought you recognised him.
A bit extreme to shoot himself, huh? Well, I'd have had another go at me first. Anyway, it wasn't Adler on the pier. Too big and hefty. Oh, that's funny.
What?
No, just a thought.
Besides, from what you were telling us, Adler was quite forthcoming when you saw him this morning.
Oh, that's right. He knew a lot more, though. We'll never find out. It reminds me, you said you had something for me.
Yes. Yes, it concerns your friend, Brewster, and it seems with Adler dead, it is all we have left. We have had an interesting report from a friend in Odessa.
On the Black Sea, Russia?
In the Ukraine, to be precise. We have regular reports from contacts, agents, you might call them, within the Soviet Union. This concerned the somewhat frantic behavior of the KGB in Odessa over the past week or two. It appears that one of their men has gone missing, and they are pulling the city apart, trying to find him.
Well, what's that got to do with Brewster?
Well, I'm coming to that. This man, whose name is Sarakov, was until recently attached to the various Ukrainian delegations which periodically attend international conferences at Varna in Bulgaria as security officer. He was there at the same time as your friend Brewster, and he disappeared immediately afterwards. We have reason to believe he may have contacted Brewster there.
Well, how come?
The delegation to which this Sarakov was attached was withdrawn the very day your friend died. 64 academics from the faculties of science at the universities of Odessa and Kiev. They were taken direct to KGB headquarters in Odessa and interrogated for 3 days. Then released. They wanted to know if any of these men had contacted a Western agent at this conference in Varna with the intention of passing him some sort of manuscript or document.
Brewster?
We do not know for sure. But they were anxious to know if any of these delegates had any interest in the activities of a Western multinational called United Nitrates.
Good God.
Precisely.
Well, how did your friend know all this?
You cannot question people for 3 days without giving them some idea of what it is you want to know. But what is so very interesting, you see, is that this Selikov has been found, but not by the KGB. He is in hiding in a dacha to the east of Odessa.
Your friend is remarkably well informed.
He is one of a group of Ukrainian nationalists, an underground group operating in Odessa. It is they who have found Sarakov.
Really? When the entire resources of the KGB could...
You are a very cynical man, Mr. Coney. Our network of informers is not as extensive as that of the KGB, but their motivation is higher, and they are efficient. I do not know how he was found, but I do know he is being watched by members of this group.
Well, how do you mean, watched?
No contact. Ask him what was so very important for him that he risked so much to give it to your friend, Michael Brewster.
Well, you're not seriously suggesting I go to Odessa?
I was not humorously suggesting it. Well, why not?
Why not? Where would you like me to begin? Well, in the first place, how do I get there? In the second, how do I find this character, always assuming the KGB haven't found him first? And in the third, how do I have this cozy chat to him when the only word of Russian I speak is nyet? I'm sorry, vodka, that's two.
In the first place, you buy a ticket from Aeroflot. There are many thousands of tourists traveling to Odessa at this time of year. In the second, our contact will take you to see Sarakov. In the third, you can have your cozy chat to him in English, which he speaks perfectly. Now, we happen to know something of this man, Sarakov. Until recently, he was a senior member of KGB Directorate S. That is the illegals division which controls undercover agents in foreign countries. He has served in America and in this country. His
last appointment before Odessa was at Moscow Center. For some reason, he was then demoted.
And this is the man you want me to see? You must think I'm mad.
Listen, Mr. Corley. You agree there could well be a connection between your friend's death and the defection of this man. It is important someone talks to him before the KGB finds him.
Well, agreed. What about you, then?
Because, Mr. Corley, there is a thick file under my name at Lubyanka. There is no way I can return to Russia under the current regime unless it is to see the inside of Vladimir prison.
Okay, so what about your man on the spot?
There is a problem there. It is not known by this group to which our friend belongs, these Ukrainians, that he is in contact with us.
So what? You're both on the same side, aren't you?
We have certain aims in common, but some differences of opinion. They are a separatist movement. It is the difference between nationalism and socialism. Well, I am. I do not want to bore you with politics. The point is, our friend is reluctant to reveal to the rest of the group his role as our informant. Besides, we believe Zelikov is more likely to talk to you.
Well, how do you work that out?
You are a friend of Brewster. You are also interested in your nitrate.
Well, what you mean is you're not going to risk one of your own men walking into a trap, but you don't mind if I do.
Mr. Corley.
Look, I admit Zelikov may be important, but it's too big a risk. Well, that's presumably why these Ukrainians won't contact him themselves. I'm sorry.
I am sorry too, Mr. Corley. It means I have to remind you of one or two unpleasant realities.
Oh, yes?
You are not the most skilled of burglars, Mr. Corney. You were not too careful about leaving your fingerprints at the home of Maurice Adler. And that cut on your hand, you would have left a number of bloodstains, I think. Difficult to explain to the police.
But there's no way they could connect with me. I haven't got a record. Oh, God. I see.
Andre, this was no
You will please
keep
out of this, Caroline.
Well, I wanted to ring the police. I could still do that.
Then I trust you will have something to say about the letter I removed from Adler's desk. I may, you see, have to show it to them. It said you were trying to blackmail him.
That I was what?
To blackmail him. Because you had discovered he had embezzled £600,000 from his employers. His former employers, United Nitrates.
But that's crazy.
Of course. A plant, I suspect, by whoever really killed him. But embarrassing if it was sent anonymously, let us say, to the police.
So that's the way you operate.
I'm sorry. But ordinary morality weighs little in the balance when we are fighting a war to free
our people. Hallelujah. That's a tired old script, Levin.
You are a very cynical man, I think. But I will tell you this. Leo Kaplan and people like him here in the West, they are helping to maintain this gang of criminals in the Kremlin. Kaplan will provide the fancy goods they cannot provide for themselves while they continue to make guns and tanks and rockets. So, in return for greater profits, he will maintain this tyranny. That is United morality, Mr. Connie.
Well, do you go along with this?
It is important, Christopher.
Caroline has agreed to accompany you on this trip.
She... What?
You see, we do not think it is such a trap.
I speak the language, and there's no reason to think that the KGB have anything on me. But I do think it would be easier to persuade Zelikov to talk to you, particularly if you can prove you are a friend of Mike's.
I see.
Listen, my friend, there is not such a problem. There are hundreds of thousands of tourists on the Black Sea at this time of year. You can even go there on a package tour. I am sure, with all your contacts in the travel business, that will not be so difficult to arrange. As for our friend in Odessa, there is an arrangement for contacting him which Caroline knows. We will pay all costs and provide a substantial sum for any emergency. Or to pay this Zelikov if he requires money.
Well, what about the letter?
I will give it to you on your return. And an alibi, should you require such a thing, that you were with myself and Caroline throughout the evening, eh?
Well, I could call the bluff.
You think that is what it is?
Well, I suppose if Caroline thinks it's worth the risk of...
Mr. Corney, you are a brave man, I think.
All the crap I can do without.
I assure you, Mr. Corney, all things considered, and remember, someone is trying to kill you. You will be much safer in Odessa than in this hotel room.
You are with this party, yes?
Yes, I'm just waiting for a friend. She won't be a minute.
Oh, please hurry.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I've hired us a car. But I asked them to send it round to the hotel. I thought we'd better go into town on the coach with the rest of them.
Right. The less we send out from the crowd, the better. What about our bloke?
No answer. I'll leave a message this afternoon. Then we wait until he contacts us.
Well, okay. With a bit of luck, he never will. But let's get out to the coach. Well, they're calling us.
I welcome you to Odessa. I hope you enjoy your stay here. My name is Tanya. I am your guide. On our right, we are passing Shevchenko Park, so called after the Ukrainian national poet. Inside the park is the tomb of the unknown sailor, erected to commemorate the glorious defense of Odessa against the Wehrmacht and the Romanian allies in the Second World War. On our left is the retirement home for Soviet circus actors.
Right. They're here. On their way into town. Malenkov's with them. I was telling them about the girl. She is a lawyer. Since 1976, she has been a member of the Plamya organization. This is her first visit to the Soviet Union. She applied for a visa 7 days ago, and because of her known affiliations and family background, was referred to us. We approved the application. In fact, we helped with the proof. The two are traveling together on a package tour. Their ostensible purpose, tourism. We have reason to believe they will lead us to the defector, Solakov.
Gosh, I'm starving.
Hi, how'd it go? Did he show up?
Yes.
Well, what did he say?
Nothing's changed. He's still in the dacha, and they're still watching him.
Yeah. So here, have some wine. Mm. Well, what was he like, this guy?
He's young, early 20s. Called himself Bogdan, but I wouldn't take that too seriously. He says it's better we don't know too much about him, the setup, you know.
Then we won't speak under torture, Christopher.
I love your sense of humour. have the fish, it's very good.
He speaks English, a bit shaky, but enough for the two of you to understand each other.
Well, when do I meet him?
Tomorrow afternoon. He's going to take us out there. He's arranged to take over the watch for a few hours. Just him.
And can we see you-know-who?
He's not happy about it, but I think I persuaded him. Christopher, he wants us to check out of the hotel with our passports. We've got to be ready to leave the country as soon as we've seen Salakov, whether we've got what we came for or not. So, I've arranged for Levin to send me a telegram saying my father's ill. Just for the benefit of our charming guide.
How much further is it?
Not far. 2 or 3 kilometers. But I go this way, that way, in case we are followed, I think.
Followed? Well, do you think we're being followed?
No, no. Just take no chance.
Coney, don't be paranoid.
Well, at my age, it's a bit late to change. How did you find this, Salakov?
It is better we not discuss some things.
Well, what sort of place is it? Can we discuss that?
It is a small dacha. There are many such places on hills by the sea. Many people from Moscow and Kiev, they have this place for their vacationing. Officials. Apparatsky.
Oh, so there'll be people around, neighbors?
No peoples. The Dutchess, there is much space between them and many trees in this place. You will see.
Hey.
Excuse me, I must drive a bit crazy in case there is someone follow.
See what you mean?
At the next turn, I go left quick.
Hold on, Christopher.
You with here, yes? The other man who watches, I must send him away. I will not be long time.
I'll make it a few hours if you like. I might have got my nerve back by then.
I'm sorry? I not understand.
No matter.
Oh, that was a bit rough.
You think he drives for a living?
Well, Grand Prix stuff. I shouldn't be surprised.
I doubt if the car will ever be the same again.
I doubt if I will. It's nice around here, isn't it?
Mm, you can see the sea through the trees.
A bit hot, though. Think you'll mind if we get out?
Ah, beautiful day for a picnic. Stretch out on the warm earth and the long grass. Eat, drink, go to sleep, and make love. But not necessarily in that order.
Instead of which?
I know.
Never mind. You'd probably be eaten alive by insects.
You always look on the bright side.
Hmm. Christopher?
Hmm?
Why aren't you mad at me?
What do you mean?
For getting you in this mess.
Well, I got myself in this mess. Besides, it makes a change from hacking my way around Fleet Street.
It wasn't anything to do with me, you know. That thing about the letter. I definitely didn't approve that. It was Levin. He's a bit ruthless at times.
My sweet, you don't have to apologize. In any case, it's a little late for that. Do you think he knows what he's doing, this Bogdan?
Seems to. I think he knows his way around. He was good with the car.
It's a bit melodramatic, don't you think? Why should anyone be following us?
Gee, they got him.
What?
Down some side road, the traffic was heavy. Malakoff says he nearly hit a truck.
He should have. Where did he lose them?
On the edge of the city, I'll show you on the map.
Stop here. See, there, through the trees. The Dacha.
Well, there's no sign of life.
He's there. The other men see him 2 hours ago.
Well, what do we do? Knock on the door?
We wait until it is dark.
Chief, I've put out a general alert. The militia are cordoning off the area.
I want every one of those side roads searched within a 10-kilometer radius of where they turned off.
Right, Chief. He must be very important to you in Moscow, this Salakov.
Important enough for all of us to lose our jobs if this Kony finds him before we do.
Okay, we're going now, I think.
Thank God for that. I'm being eaten alive.
I can think of worse fate. All things considered, I'd take my chance with a nest. Good God, what's this?
It is a gun for you. I have one also.
Well, it's not something I've had a lot of use for.
See, I pulled the bolt back for you. Now you have only this thing.
The safety catch?
Yes, the safety catch. And then it is ready for the shooting, no?
Yes, thanks.
I go in the first, then you come. But it is you who talk with him, yes? Not I. I will wear his, what you say, cloth on my face, so he'll not remember me. Come. Now.
Yeah, look out! I've got him! You all right?
Close the door. Search him.
It's okay, nothing. Just a penknife.
Look in the other room.
Well, it's empty. Only one bed made up.
Okay, Christopher. Speak to him. Tell him who you are.
Listen. My name is Kony. I came from England to see you. I'm a friend of the man you went to meet in Bulgaria, Michael Brewster.
He may need proof. Show him the photograph.
Well, see here. That's Mike, and that's me with him in Lusaka. God, it's hopeless. You sure this is Salakov?
He is Salakov.
Listen, mate. You had something to tell Mike Brewster. Well, I work for the same organization.
How did you find me? What do you want?
I understand you have some information.
You are sent from Kaplan?
From Kaplan? Well, no.
Then I do not believe you are a friend of Michael Brewster.
What?
We need to know, Salakov. Did you meet Brewster in Varna? What did you have to tell him? Was it about Unitrate?
Well, listen. We're working on the same project as Mike for the same people.
Which people are these? What project?
Oh, come on.
You are a British agent?
No, I'm a journalist, but that's beside the point.
You're a journalist. And you want a story about Leo Kaplan. That is very amusing.
Forgive me if I don't fall about.
Yes, very amusing. I have this great problem, how to contact a Western journalist. And he comes crashing through my front door. So what do you offer me, journalist? What will you pay me?
And I hardly think you're in a position to make a deal. Well, we might be able to get you out of here, and I suppose we could pay you something.
How much is something?
Well, if it's worthwhile, say £5,000.
Your friend Brewster was prepared to pay me $1,000,000.
Well, Mike couldn't possibly raise that much money, and what information could be worth that much?
It was the suppression of information he sought.
Look, let's get this straight. Brewster was in Bulgaria to contact you, right? And it was about your nitrate.
Yes, for Kaplan.
What do you mean?
You do not know this, and you say you are his friend. Brewster works for Kaplan.
I don't believe it.
As you wish, but it is true. There was information that Kaplan wanted suppressed. Information which could ruin Kaplan. That is why they agreed to my price. Otherwise, I say it will find its way to a Western journal. But they cheated me. And now, the journal finds me and offers me £5,000.
All right. So what was this amazing bit of magic that could totally destroy a man like Leo Kaplan?
I will tell you. Not for £5,000. Not because I think you can help me, but because, perhaps, it is possible you can use it against Kaplan. And that is enough. Do you mind if I sit? It is a long story. And some vodka, eh? There is a bottle in the cupboard there.
How can you be sure Mike was working for Kaplan? Maybe he just told you that.
Brewster was always working for Kaplan. He was his agent. I met him before in London. Whenever there was trouble, Kaplan used him. A trouble shooter.
And you saw him in Varna as Kaplan's agent?
I sent him a message in England, but I was not so foolish as to let him know who it was from now. I let him know what was on offer and the price. Then he came to Varna. Ah, thank you. There in Bulgaria, it was easier for me than here, more secure.
So tell us what was on offer.
Some pictures mainly. And a file. A file on Leo Kaplan. It goes back more than a year. The idea was this. The KGB wanted a captive businessman from the West. Our leaders in the Kremlin badly wanted to do business with a company that can sell them many types of goods. Well, such a company as United Nitrates. Our leaders deal only with the boss. Oh, yes. No bickering committees, no problem. They cannot risk to be dependent upon his good faith. He must be in their pocket. For this, Kaplan is a good choice. He's in trouble, he needs help. So this they give him. They build him up. Spread rumors of a massive trade deal. Kaplan is invited to Moscow, and all this time they plot to make him their puppet. It was a clever plan. An operation of the Executive Action Department of the KGB. Code name was Cat Trap. I was the case officer. The cat trapper.
Chief, they found the car.
Where?
In a wood about 4 kilometres from where it turned off the main road.
I want the whole area saturated. Militia, dogs, the lot. I don't care if we have to call out the Red Army.
First, we pay him money. Much money. £600,000, I think. We say it is for Soviet officials, but we use it to fund KGB operations in Western Europe. This implicates Kaplan in espionage. Everything is recorded, but, of course, Kaplan doesn't know. But we need to implicate Kaplan more. I inform Brewster, the contact. It is necessary for Kaplan to help remove a threat.
A threat?
A threat to this deal. An enemy to Kaplan and to Moscow both. A man who opposes this trade between the West and our country. An English member of parliament. You will know who the man is when I tell you what happened.
Yes.
Yeah, it is headlines everywhere in the West. I tell Brewster, you must provide killer. We provide a plan. So we can arrange to blame the terrorists. There is a man we know Kaplan had used before in Africa. A professional killer known only by his codename. In Russian, Hydra. In English, is the Hydra. Hydra. A man with many heads.
You say he'd been used by Kaplan before?
This is business, my friend. A multinational without a hitman, it is like a member of the Politburo without his real car and his dacha on the coast, his speedboat and his mistress. I know only that Brewster is the contact with this man. He can contact him by putting a notice in the newspaper, The Times. In the personal column, just the name, Hydra.
Then a code word with a time and a place for the meeting. Or just a phone number. In the paper 3 days running.
And Brewster was definitely doing this for Kaplan.
We have proof. It is necessary for the file. At first, Kaplan says no. It is too much risk. So, we go very cool on the trade deal. Then he says, yes, agreed. We tell Brewster when the killing is to be done and the place. This, we say, is for our plan to blame on the terrorists. But you see, it is so we can take film for the Kaplan file. And this, Brewster and Kaplan do not know.
But why go to all this trouble?
It is so we have hold over Kaplan, that is all.
Well, why didn't Kaplan just tell you to kill this bloke yourselves?
This KGB do not do.
Oh, come on.
No, no, it is true. Always we use someone else. Besides, we say it is to show Kaplan has good faith. So we recall all my talk with Brewster. I meet him several times. Always we take pictures with me, Brewster, with Kaplan. We plant bugs to hear them talk about the plan. All in the file. Then it is time for the kill. The man is shot, leaving his home. One shot. In the head. Very professional. This we film also. It all goes to Lubyanka in diplomatic bag. For file.
And the killer had no idea this was all being made into a home movie?
None. Of course, he's not stupid. No one sees his face. But I think it is enough to cause big trouble for Kaplan. If this is ever necessary.
And this is what you offered to sell? This film and the file?
I steal from Central Registry when I leave Moscow. It is my insurance, you see.
Your insurance?
More vodka. You see, I am finished with KGB. I am accused of plotting. I am a counter-revolutionary, they say. That's just politics. I do not conform. True, the leadership is corrupt. I argue this and that, and I am demoted. Sent to Odessa to rot. I sit here, I think what to do. I need help, a passport, I need new identity, and most of all, I need money. Who can do these things for me? Only Kaplan. That is why I contact Brewster. He doesn't know who I am, and I let him think there are many of us. Then, when the time comes, it goes wrong. All my plans. Need more vodka. I think in Moscow they discover the file is missing. Big searches everywhere. Even KGB men search. So I cannot risk to get this file to Varna. I hide it before I go.
And what about Mike Brewster?
I pass him a message to say it is not safe. Try later. But I have been thinking about this. You say Brewster is a friend of yours? How well do you know him?
Well, I'm a journalist, I told you. He was a man I did the story about.
You are not his true friend?
No.
Well, that is good, because I think he cheated me. Vodka. I think he is working with the KGB in Varna. For Bulgarian KVS, or both. I think maybe Kaplan tells his friends in Moscow. He calls the bluff. He knows the KGB cannot use the file, you see. You think of the effect. Think. Big diplomatic row in West. And what companies in the West will deal with Kremlin when they think KGB blackmailed them in this way. Oh, this is ridiculous. This I know all along. It is the way we work in KGB. So, we are ordered back to Odessa. The delegates, myself, all of us, searched. Taken to headquarters. For questioning, they say. I know I am major suspect, but I still have friends in the KGB. It is arranged. At the airport, I escape. Later, I come here. It belongs to a friend in Moscow. I knew it was empty.
But what happened to Brewster?
What do you mean?
Well, did you know he's dead?
Brewster is dead?
He died in Varna. The same day you gave him the message, I should think. Of a heart attack.
A heart attack.
Well, we did wonder if somehow he was murdered.
Yes. It is favorite device of the laboratory in Moscow, the chamber. Prussic acid. Sometimes it is fired from a gun, sometimes a needle in the vein.
What does it do?
It makes the blood vessels close, like a fist, you know. Soon after death, they relax, open again. So a doctor will think it is a normal heart attack.
I knew it was something like that.
But if he was working with the KGB, Why did they kill him?
Well, if you don't know...
What I'm more bothered about now is where you hid this file and how I get hold of it.
That is impossible.
Why's that?
Because I hid it in the safest place I know, under a different name, in the central files in Odessa, at the KGB headquarters.
Where do we go from here, Christopher?
Back to England as soon as we can. There's nothing else we can do here.
What about Salakoff?
What about him?
Isn't there something we can do for him?
Like what?
You said you'd try and help.
Hell, Caroline, we're in enough trouble. Look, I'll talk to Bogdan.
It is not good. He's no friend to us.
Your English is improving.
Wait.
What is it?
Get down.
What's wrong?
Get down.
Oh, hell, who are they?
Two, three. More headlights coming up here.
Trucks.
Army trucks. Many of them.
Oh.
They must have followed us. Or there's someone took.
What can we do?
We must go back.
Where to?
No, no good. They were set. We must go further. It's no good.
What? What's wrong?
There are soldiers everywhere with dogs.
Damn that, Levin.
We can't run much further.
There is one chance. A dacha, not far from here. A kilometer, perhaps. It belongs to a friend. He is with Salakoff and tells us.
But you said they'd search them all.
This dacha, it has a secret place to hide weapons. Weapons of the movement, under the ground. It is the only chance.
Come on, Caroline.
Funny, the sea. It's like seeing freedom.
Fancy swimming to Turkey.
What's keeping him? Do you think he's left us?
No. I don't know. Well, he's only been gone 10 minutes.
Seems like hours. Can't we get along the beach?
Well, they spot us from the hill. See the lights. Anyway, they'll have the whole place sealed off by now.
They say yes, they will hide you. Go now. Keep low to the edge of the trees. See, they will wait for you by the shed there.
What about you?
I must go back to the dacha where Salakoff is. I must get to him before they do. He must not talk.
You're going to kill him?
It is necessary. If I cannot come back this way, you stay here until they say it is safe. The man, his name is Roman. He will get message to the movement in Odessa. They will help, I think. You must tell them everything. Now you must go.
Caroline, wake up.
What is it?
Hello, English. Hello.
Oh, it's only Roman. Hello, is everything all right?
There's not a lot of room in here, no?
No, not a lot.
How are you?
Stiff.
Hungry, but grateful. Yes, you have been lucky. But now it is more difficult. We will have to get you out of the country.
Go away.
That is not important. But we're going to help you.
Well, thanks, but why?
We know now about you and why you come to Odessa.
I see. And?
It was wrong for Bogdan not to tell us.
What's happened to him?
Yeah, he was shot. He died.
He shouldn't have gone back, I'm sorry.
Yes, he was a brave man. But he should tell us.
He had his reason.
Yes, no matter. It is agreed, then, that the interests of our movement are to help you to take this information to your country. This Kaplan, he is as big enemy to us as to your friends in Plamia. You must stay here one more day, perhaps two. Arrangements must be made. There are roadblocks. The border guard has been increased. They are looking for you both.
Oh, that's encouraging.
But there is a ship, a Yugoslav ship, in Odessa. She leaves in a day or two for Istanbul. The captain, he is a Croat. He does not like the communists. But he will want money. How much you have?
Well, £10,000 in dollars and sterling.
It is a great deal of money. For this, perhaps he will take this risk.
Well, it was for Salakoff, if necessary. What happened to him?
He was taken to KGB headquarters in Odessa. That is all we know. He will talk, of course. Now you must eat, yes?
You all right?
I'll survive.
You've just turned off the road.
All right?
Yes, how's it going?
The docks are full of soldiers. Too many to reach the ship. The captain say he will take you from a small boat at sea.
Can you do that?
We think we have such a boat. It is used for fish sports, you understand? It is 5 kilometers from here, but the ground, it is rough.
Christopher, I think the mist's clearing.
No, it's just getting lighter. Dawn.
Perhaps the mist helps. Roman, the mist is good, yes?
No, bad. Very bad. If it stay like this, we'll not see the ship.
But at least they can't see us from the shore.
They see us on the radar. Oh,
so much for that small consolation. Well, how big is this ship?
Well, not big. What you call a coaster, I think. There is only 6 men crew. But we are in a great position, I think. Quiet. Do you hear?
Yes.
Is that him?
It may be. Listen, he will not stop. If they see him on radar stop, they send patrol.
Then how do we...
He will throw a line, a ladder perhaps, but he should be close.
Well, how high is he?
Not high, perhaps 2-3 times higher than us.
Well, can't be signal.
The mist is lifting.
Well, I can see something. Look.
It is him. Now listen, one thing I forget. In Istanbul, your passport must be stamped with entry into Turkey. So no questions when you leave. The captain, he knows one who do this.
He's moving fast.
It's okay. We two start now. See, there is a ladder. We go the same speed a few seconds only. You must jump.
Okay. Caroline, how about you?
I think so.
Stand on the rail. We will hold you. We are close as we go. A few inches more. So, wait, wait. Now, jump! Jump! Jump, 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 jump!
Christopher.
What is it?
Wake up, Christopher. You were dreaming. Where were you?
What? Where are we?
We're just coming into Istanbul. Come and look. The sun's just rising. Come and look.
I am sorry. I know it's bad. After all that's happened to you, but there is no proof. We need proof. Written evidence. There is nothing. Without that file, Kaplan's lawyers would laugh at us.
So what do we do?
Just leave it?
There is just one thing. It's a risk, but no worse than others you have taken. The only one who can provide solid evidence is the killer, right? The man Selikov called the Hyder.
So how do we find him, let alone persuade him to stand up in court?
We try Brewster's arrangements.
What do you mean?
An advert in the Times. Hydra, your heads are on the block. Meet me at such and such a place, a restaurant perhaps. Signed, Selikov.
It might work, Christopher.
And what happens when he turns up?
You are there.
Me? Fantastic.
Don't worry. I will not be far away with some friends. Now, what do you say?
Going to the same restaurant at the same time for the last 3 days. I've had more vindaloo curry than I care to think about.
He's not going to show, is he?
Well, I don't know. Look, if we try again, can we make it a pub? Oh, I heard something.
Put the bottle down, Chris. You wouldn't want to waste a good drop of vino now.
Brewster.
Well, I'm not his twin brother. Put the bottle down, Chris. I won't miss this time, not at this range.
I don't understand. Christopher, you said...
I saw the body. For God's sake, Mike, I saw you lying there.
Oh, come on, Chris, you knew.
He said you were dead.
We used a drug called digoxin. A harmless sedative, in small doses. Slows down the heartbeat. Now, you've no need to look so bewildered, Chris, because you've seen him, haven't you? Our friend, Mr. Selikov.
Well, I can't think straight. You were lying.
With a sheet tucked up to my chin, I know. Anyone could have made the same mistake, Chris.
But the autopsy.
Ah, the autopsy. Don't you know, really? Well, they found some convict about the same age and build as me. Well, he'd been condemned for bumping someone off, I think. That's what they told me, anyway. I don't think they'd have worried about it either way. They gave him a shot of prussic acid. That mean anything to you?
Well, it causes a heart attack. I thought that's what they'd done to you.
No, not to me, Chris, no. I just took his place long enough for you to identify me. Then they put him back in the morgue. And so far as the pathologist and the rest of the world was concerned... He was Mike Brewster. I hear I'm buried out there, too. A simple grave. Nothing fancy. But then I never expected much.
You got them to do all that? But why was it so important for you to disappear?
Don't mess me about, Chris. You've seen Selikov. What did you two talk about? The Wither in Siberia?
Well, he told me about the plan, the cat trap, that you were Kaplan's agent, that you used a killer called the Hydra, but there was no proof.
And what about the file and the film he took? What did he do with them?
Well, he hid them before he left Odessa.
I know that, Chris. But where? Was he working alone or with others? Now, come on.
He said you were working for Kaplan. Was that right? When we thought you were working for us?
Leo's idea. He thought it was the best way of plugging the leaks. It worked, too, until Salakoff turned up. He thought of paying him at first, but Leo decided it was too risky. He talked to his friends in Moscow. They were embarrassed, apologetic. Said it was all a big mistake, unauthorized and all that. See, it was no part of their plan for that file to reach the West. It could hurt them as much as it could hurt Leo. We thought it best to go through with the meeting in Varna, with a few boys from the Bulgarian KDS hanging around to finger whoever it was. Only he didn't have the file, did he? What did he do with it, Chris?
Well, he put it back. NKGB headquarters in Odessa, under a different name.
Oh, I don't believe
you. Well, it's true. He was working alone, no accomplices. We thought it was the safest place.
Why did you have to disappear, Mike?
For God's sake. I didn't have the file, and I didn't know who did. I had to protect myself. Well, then I saw you at the conference center. That's what gave me the idea. After that, Salakoff could do what he liked with his damned home movie. Mark Brewster would be dead. Wouldn't matter. But you recognized me, didn't you? On the pier.
And it was you.
Not only on the pier, it was always him. Wasn't it, Mike? Adler, the MP. Christopher, he's the Hydra.
God, I could have sworn you knew all the time. I thought Salakoff knew too. What about the film?
Well, he couldn't see the face. It was too dark. No one knew who the killer was.
Too dark. Jesus.
You could have stayed dead, Mike. No one would have known.
You still could. We won't talk.
Sorry, Chris. I can't take the risk.
But it's not you we're interested in. It's Kaplan.
I'm sorry, Chris. It won't do. You always were too curious. I said it'd be the death of you someday.
Levin!
Get his gun.
It's all right.
Is he dead?
I think this time he really is. I'm sorry I couldn't come in sooner. I could not see him until he moved.
Well, don't think I'm not grateful, but what were you doing on the fire escape?
I had some news I thought you would want to hear. And there was one of our men keeping watch. I found him downstairs. Not in the best of health, I'm afraid. So I came up the back way.
This time he even looks dead.
You said you had something to tell us.
Yes, yes. It was on the radio. Leo Kaplan is dead.
What?
He's dead. He died this afternoon in his office. They think it was a heart attack.
In The File on Leo Kaplan, adapted by Paul Bryars from his novel The Cat Trapper, Christopher Coney was played by Trevor Cooper, Caroline Kovacs by Jenny Twigg, and Levin by Gordon Reed. Maggie was Lolly Cockrell, Kaplan, Godfrey Kenton, Adler, Roger Hammond, Salakoff, Leonard Fenton, Vahdan, John Church, and Mike Brewster, Brian Carroll. Other parts were played by John Bott, Brian Carroll, John Church, Lolly Cockrell, Leonard Fenton, Sonia Fraser, Gordon Reed, Rowena Roberts, Eva Stewart, and David Timpson. Music was specially composed and directed by Mike Steer. The File on Leo Kaplan was directed by Bernard Krochevsky.